Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is no lack, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Luke chapter 22 and verse 35. And he said to them, when I sent you without money bag, knapsack and sandals, did you lack anything? So they said, nothing. For a few days we've been discussing the issue of inquiring of the Lord. As I listened to a message on an entirely different topic a few days ago, God began to minister to me through today's anchor scripture and in line with our own topic. That scripture says, and now this is Jesus speaking, when I sent you, did you lack anything? They answered, nothing. God was saying to me, whenever it is I who sends you, you can be guaranteed a supply. It will be impossible to lack. The key must, however, be that I sent you. Question: who sent you on the errand you are currently embarked on? Who sent you to do that job? Who sent you to start that ministry? Who sent you to that marriage? Who sent you to do that academic course? Who sent you? You see, the only way that God is committed to fund your project is if it is a project he sent you to embark on. Imagine someone walks up to you and says to you, just out of the blues, your bill is 5,000 euro. Your reaction will be, is everything okay with you mentally? Bill for what? And the person goes on to say, oh, I bought an item in your name. Would your reaction not be, who asked you to do that? I didn't send you on that errand. You are on your own. Many of us are that wacko person asking God to fund projects that he did not commission, initiate, or send us to do. Whenever God sends, he funds. So he may send you to a very low paying job, but he will make sure you never lack. I'm not talking about things I have not experienced. I have seen God's hand move in unusual ways and through unusual things and people when I embark on his projects and when I inquire of him before I move. When you inquire of God before you make a move and he says go, he is sending you on that errand and so will commit himself and stake his integrity to provide for you. When you are faced with perpetual lack, you may need to check whose errands you are running. When he sends you, he will meet your needs. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word this morning. Thank you because as we continue to inquire of you, our needs will continually be met. Please take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon if you were blessed. Please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.